Lecture topic, anger.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The subject today is something which we all need it at all times. The more you repeat the thing, the more you find you not. You see, when it becomes old, a subject, well, now you have completed, you made yourself perfect in that subject. Otherwise, if you repeat that subject, the purpose of repeating is to bring that into your life. So the subject is anger. Anger. That is something which is instilling to us and we're not prepared to take it out of us. And everyone says it's very difficult. Nothing is difficult if you make effort. Because in the man, worldly matters, you notice that man works very hard. No matter how difficult it is, he does not say it's difficult. Because he's got a goal, you see. He wants to reach that goal, so no matter how difficult it is, no more difficult, because I want to reach that. So likewise, this one act of anger, if you can only control it and bring it under the control, then it's not difficult. But if you show no importance to it, and well, it's one of those things, then you get no answers. You have to work towards it. Everything you have to work towards. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he ask him? He said, show me which acts which is very great in eyes of Allah. Which acts? What do you think he said? He replied, do not get angry. Not yet? He did not say read namaz. He did not say do this, read Quran. Because that you also enjoy doing it. Read namaz, you never read namaz. But something which he knows that which makes Allah Ta'ala very, which in the eyes of Allah become very high, he do not get angry. And then after he asked another few questions to him, to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With all the answers what he said to him, do not get angry. In every question he asked, he only told him do not get angry. Do not get angry. And it's obvious this much that, you know, anger is something which is coming to us. Must come. But you must control anger. A time must come that when you begin to control anger, you find so many people for years, you know, they're reading namaz, they're reading tajud namaz, they're reading takbir, you know, zikr and all that. But that anger has not left them at all. They become so old, it's like a bark, you know. After that old bark, what happens? You can't do anything about it. That will remain. Like one person I was shocked, you know, he's telling me, my father was like that, so I'm also like that. My father was an angry person, had so much anger in him, so I'm also falling into. But it's so much of, you know, unpleasantness at home, just because of this anger. What is wrong with us that we get angry and then we regret? You hurt the person's heart and then you regret. What's a regret for? You have already caused the harm. So before you do anything, think before you do it. That's very important. So something like this is, it is not such thing as you cannot control your anger. Anger could be controlled because it's obvious when someone very stronger than you come in front of you, then where's your anger that time? It's obvious where's your anger that time. That time you forget your anger too. That time where that thing came from. So likewise, just that how it came on, at the time when anger comes with you, bring that condition in you that I must not get angry. And the moment you begin to get angry, you must think to yourself, I am getting angry for one act of his. I have done so much of wrong on Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala never got angry with me at all. If Allah Ta'ala has to get angry with me, what is my position? I am taking that person to task for one act, and that too for my benefit, not only before deen. And I am getting angry for my nafs. And I've done so much against Allah, Allah not get angry once with me. So how much you have to control your anger, that's why they say you must be able to control your anger, think very carefully what you are doing. Because once you utter those words, then you cannot turn back. You cannot turn back no matter what happens. The quality of tolerance is so important. Tolerance, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran speaks of sabr in so many places. Why? Because sabr is so important. Sabr is very important. It's very easy to say, I made sabr. But when you face a situation, at that time to see whether you have really made sabr or not. Ladies, a lot of ladies, you know, women, I made so much of sabr, my sabr is finished now. Whereas what sabr did you make? Did not make any sabr at all. Sabr is that you do not speak one word. Sabr is that you do not claim that I made sabr. Sabr is between you and Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin, that Allah Ta'ala is with you. So when they say those things that you must think that they make sabr, but in reality, one did not make sabr at all. And that person who controls his anger, Allah Ta'ala forgives him. Allah Ta'ala forgives him. And not only that, praises him to وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, one is we praise you, and one Allah Ta'ala praises him. We praise you is something else, but Allah Ta'ala praises you is something else. So وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ. You know what? Look at that person, you know, Zin Rabilin or whoever it was. When the time was eating, having his meals, it so happened that the servant of his dropped the hot, hot curry on him, on himself, his body. He got burnt. He looked at her, which is normal. Which is normal. He got angry, but when he looked at her, not like us, what will you do that person? Whether it's your child, whether it's your wife, what will you do that person? We finish that person. He looked at the person, but that person will cow the mean of that will cow the mean of way. In other words, Allah Ta'ala loves that person who holds on to his anger. And the moment he said that, he held, I forgive you. Wala afina ni nas, he forgive us. And that's a time that Allah yuhibbul muhsinin, Allah Ta'ala. Now, why is Allah Ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran and show importance to this thing here? In many this verse to read. The Quran is for us to act on. So it's obvious this much when anger comes, Allah Ta'ala loves that person so much that He forgives him. And also Allah Ta'ala protects that person who at the time he does not use vulgar language, does not insult horrible words. Because today we use a lot of horrible words. The worst word you call the wife's things of Allah, but and all horrible things everyone else too. But if that person will control those things, Allah Ta'ala protects him. Allah Ta'ala will actually cover his faults. That person, when the time he's got the power to talk, to insult people, to say horrible things like the husband to the wife, or the wife to the husband, and she or he holds on to it and does not say it, then Allah Ta'ala will also, on the day of Qiyamah, will cover their faults. So one side, if you cover one person's fault here, Allah Ta'ala covers your fault there. So this is very important. And you must know in Jahannam, there's a door only for those who get angry. There's a special door for the Jahannam, that door is only for those who get angry. Yet you come to realize that people are making angry order. There is no drink that is more nearer and halal at the time when you get angry to drink that drink. To drink that, what is halal, haram, but halal to drink? What is haram, but halal to drink? And that's anger. That is anger. And today we become so vulgar that it is sad to say. We become so vulgar that we begin to swear one another's mother and father's name. Sahaba Ikram, I mentioned this again, I'm telling you today. Sahaba Ikram, Nabi Karim Salman told them, that do you know that the worst person is that person who swears one's mother? Sahaba Ikram was something new to them. So they don't know, they don't believe it. Ya Rasul, can anyone swear one's mother? He said, yes, when you say a person, your mother is like that, then that person, your mother and father like that. So one side, you are cursing and that other person. I don't have to tell you, it's so common nowadays. It's happening so common. And no one takes it seriously. And yet the Sahaba has to be warning. It's not possible that we swear one mother and father. So there's something to drink that's halal. And the moment a person when he drinks that anger, not going for the sake of Allah, drink that, then that Allah brightens his heart with iman. His iman becomes vital more. His iman becomes stronger. Because he has all the strength to do all the wrong things. He has the strength to say all the wrong things. Yet he does not say it. He has the power of saying everything. But he does not say one word. Does not say it. Not a word, he says. Imam Fudayl ibn Aliyaz rahmatullah Ali, he was a sheikh of Ibrahim and Adam rahmatullah and Sufyan Sawri rahmatullah Ali. You know what they say? There is in the acts, the most virtuous acts, there is nothing more than sabr. There is nothing more greater than sabr. How much what you get in sabr you can get nowhere else. You get nowhere else. And that's why they say Allah Ta'ala, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. When a person makes sabr, then he does not reward at all because he was someone who knows greater than Allah Ta'ala. But he had to make sabr. Yeah. Khalifa Umar Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, one person came and spoke to him very harshly. Now listen to this because we are facing those things. You know when your own worker comes and speaks to you very harshly, speaks to you, take off with you. He may be bad with you, bad words he may use to you. How would we respond? If we respond because why is he speaking to me like that? I am the boss. I am the boss. I am more superior than why he speaks to me. Who was more superior than Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah? When that person was so harsh to him, so insulting, what he says? What he said to him? The moment he spoke to him that way, he made sure that he spoke to him more softly, more kindly. Then what he told him that much? He told him this much, your desire was that I must get angry. Your desire was that I must get angry. And that Shaitan must control me. Shaitan must control me so that I get angry, and in other words, in the day of Qiyamah, I'll be answered. They had the idea of Qiyamah in front of them. They always had that I'm facing Allah Ta'ala one day. So when he got angry, he said, you are desired for me to get angry. Why? So that if I get angry, then you'll be controlling me on the day of Qiyamah, I'll be answered there. Shaitan will go. So if we listen to these kind of stories, it's not a story, it's something to bring to our lives. If you want a better home, if you want a more life that is very, very, wealthy and healthy, the most important thing is bring this quality in you, not to have anger in you. Not to have anger in you. Whether it's your servant, whether it's your friend, whether it's your wife. No matter how much she get angry, but you must never get angry. No matter what. I always think one master should so much emphasize on Gussama. Well, I'm surprised, you know, that is the root of all the wrongs. My husband always says, Gussama. He used to say, sacrifice is good, Zabat of God. Cut the thing, have Zabat, make Zabat. Whether it's your child, then to make it, you know, sacrifice it, but not the end. Because the end result is very severe, it's very harmful. So this is what happened with anger. It, you know, it's so important this month that we must try to control our anger. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, one murid of his wrote to him, he said, Hazrat, I get very angry. Give me some solution. And he was from Lucknow. So Hazrat Thani rahmatullah wrote to him that, you know, my one Hakim is my Khalifa. You go and sit in his company. You go and sit in his company. And told him not to speak to you, told him just go sit in company. And after 15 days, you must report to me. So he went and sat down for 15 days, he went and sat down. Hakim Sahib is doing his work, and this brother is doing his work. He is not talking to each other at all. They are not talking at all. Hakim Sahib is attending to his patients, and this Mota is sitting down here, sitting down. They don't know each other, they are sitting down there. Not one day in that 15 days this Hakim Sahib spoke to him, nor did he speak to him too. But the Thani Rahman told him that after 15 days give me a report. However, 15 days came, and he wrote to the Thani Rahman, Alhamdulillah, anger is gone. Alhamdulillah, anger. But see, I don't understand. So what you don't understand is that 15 days I stayed there, that man is doing his work. I'm sitting down there, not a day he asked me, what for you came? How come still that effect took place? What is it? This is what you come to know when you sit in the company of pious people. You only want value than that. He says, you know, that man, in other words, he had a lot of tolerance in him. You can see he's looking at the patients, he's not fighting with the patients, talking to him so nicely, with kindness and the rest of people. And he did not bother with him. But while you're sitting down there, he's going directly to you. That act, his action of his, that good act of his, is directed to you also. Because you are also sitting down quietly. So in this way, what happened, you did not see the effect at all. But immediately now you come to realize that this is my use, sitting by a person of that kind. Because you are the person of tolerance that brought that condition in you. So we learn this from this, that we have to sit in people of that kind. So you sit in the people of that kind with true, sincere intention. See, our intention is not right. True intention to sit within that company, then you see how quickly and how very quickly that same condition comes to you. But you won't realize it, you only realize after that, by just sitting there. Yeah, complain, do not complain of want, but told them to answer. You see, it's something to really understand that anger is something which would always come. A person, he came to Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and told him, no. He cursed him, insulted him, and told him all the wrong things. But we get those people telling us like that. We find people insulting us, we get our wives insulting us too. The people who insult him are their wives. Because they got the guts to do it, you see. But they can't insult anyone with other husband. Husband, no matter how rich he is, how strong he is, but in front of the wife, even like a small, you know, if your own, who said he was in Allah Ta'ala, his wife controlled him, what does one more than that? His wife controlled him. He wanted to take Musa alayhi salam and kill him. But the way she controlled him and so nicely that he forgot it. So a woman can, she can take you away. A wife can take you away. So but she'll tell you, she's free to talk to you. So if she tells you all kind of filthy words and all the horrible words, you must not take it in heart. What are you taking in heart for? End of the day, you're still a boss. You're still a boss. But you don't know, you don't realize that. Because the moment she says you all those things, the next point she tells you so nicely, what happened now? You think you are nice, you're talking to me like these horrible words. The next moment you talk to me like she's the best of her wife. So we have to learn those things, that there are people of that kind. There are people of that kind. Mahazan always you tell them, you know, obey him. You can't straighten them, they're always crooked. So leave them crooked, leave them like that. So when they do those kind of things, that they tell you all those kind of things, you mustn't get uptight. You must not flare up. Where the majesty is sitting on them? The majesty is, do not flare up. You must say, yes, you deserve it. You deserve it. I must have done something wrong, they're respecting me. If they fit in the wife. Like one person, he does something wrong outside. When he comes home, he gets affected. You say, you know, I did this wrong, that's why the whole family will be affected. So likewise, here too, as it says, that when a wife, you know, she says whatever she wants to say. But you must be under the control. You must be able to control yourself and overlook those shortcomings. So Hazrat Salman, when the Prophet told him that, you know, you insulted him in every way, he only said one thing, the thing that you are insulting me, if it is worse than his birth, if it's worse than my good deeds, then I don't know what you want. You might do good deeds more than that. My good deed is more than what you're insulting me. But if your thing is more worse than my bad deeds, the insult, then no doubt my bad deeds more. Then you know, no doubt, I must be Toba. I am worse than that. I am worse than that. So if someone has to tell you, you know, you are like this and like that, think to yourself, he's telling me like that, if I'm not like that, what am I? If you told me like that, even the wife tell you to. The wife tells you, you're a show off. The wife tells you, you're like this. The wife tells you, let her tell her what you tell. But you think to yourself, she's telling you, what she's telling you. And after you see her, someone else, you know, your husband was very nice, you know, she is very happy. She says, tell me more about him now. So then what happened? So what happened that is now? So one side she's telling you like that, and the next moment is someone telling you your husband was so good and this and that. They say, yeah. So she forgot what she said to you. So in other words, you have to understand how to live with them. This anger is a thing that brought about all this marriage breaking, every small thing, marriage breaking today. Every small thing. Every second person I'm meeting there today also, marriage must break. Not even 1 month, not even 2 months. Why? Only because of this one thing. You don't know how to control yourself. Learn to control yourself, ladies. So what he said so nice and clean that he says, you know what? No doubt about it. Likewise, you think you're a show-off. We told one person told him you're a show-off. Now if someone tells you you're a show-off, what do you do? You look at him with two eyes. And you look at him, you mark him down. You mark him down. When he comes to that, that's a person like that. What do you think this Buzruk said? Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi. When that person tells me you're a show-off, he said, no, you recognize me, you know me best. You know me best. He didn't go and tell others. So this is how we are supposed to be. This is how we are supposed to be. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. One person told me I want to get married to your mother. Now do you know something? Do you know if someone tells you, no, I'm getting married to your mother, what's the meaning of that? You take it as an insult. You fight with him too. Imam Hanifa did not tell one word. He says, no, my mother is big enough. Ask her, no problem. While he's walking, but because he was mocking at him, while he's walking toward the house, he just opened the door, he turned back, that man was beheaded. And Imam Hanifa looked at him and said, oh Allah, my sabr has killed him. When you make sabr, Allah Ta'ala takes over. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When you make sabr, Allah Ta'ala takes over. But your sabr was of the kind that you and Allah know what else. He did not say, I made sabr. So my sabr cut. One Buzru was walking. While the Buzru was walking, one person was mocking at that Buzru. The Buzru told his murid, give him one shot. Give him one shot. He did not give him one shot. He delayed. He passed away. He said, oh. By a delay, Allah brought him. Allah brought him. So how important it is to make sabr? Sabr is something that every one of us should know. And what's the reason for sabr? What's the reason for Buzru? Crying. The reason for them, why that person told me like this? I'm not supposed to be told like this. Oh, if someone says, you know, you're not a good sportsman. I'll give you an example. You know, you're not a good sportsman. You like this, you're not a good businessman. He is telling you, you're not a businessman, so what about you? You know what can be done. But now he told you get affected. Why do you want people to be affected? In no words you must get affected. No insult. Anyone insults you must not affect you. If any kind of insult affects you, that means getting angry. And anger is something Allah does. So if you have this in mind, to keep yourself in this way all the time, that everyone should think for a moment how to take out this anger from us. And the best thing is to think before you speak. Think before you speak. You know, we don't realize, we speak and day after we realize what we spoke. So someone speaks, Hazrat, he always tell us, soch kar kaam karo. Soch kar baatein karo. Taake pata chale ke kya baat ho rahi hai. Now you're not thinking and you're talking and then when you discuss the matter, you come to realize I made the biggest mistake. And once you said it, you can't go. So Allah Ta'ala make dua to Allah Ta'ala, is anger must come out. The only thing that anger, take it out of it. We must listen to this bayan all the time so it must not come into us. But this is the only thing that breaking anyone. For every small thing, you read namaz here, you go home, when the food is not on time, you suppose one person came and told me, you know, when I read my namaz, go home, the food not there, I'm getting caught up there. I said, what you must do? When you go home and the food not right there, don't help your wife, don't go near her too. You go take one Quran and read Quran. Or to read namaz. But don't go in front of her. Because now you're getting so hot, you get more hot than something. So whatever good deed you have done, you have lost all that too. Likewise, every other thing too. And you sit in the car, the wife is delayed. Kalas. But when your friend delays, you don't worry. When you go somewhere and wait for someone, and that's your friend, you don't worry. But your wife delays, you know, either she got this work to do, that work to do, and you're getting tied up in there. Why? You're not engaged in zikr of Allah. When a woman is being engaged in zikr of Allah, when she comes, she'll come. I always tell my friends, when you go to the supermarket, you go to the malls, if the wife is doing her work, you do your work. You do your either you're not going with her, you sit on the car, make a zikr of Allah. But appreciate the time, make a zikr of Allah. When she comes, she'll come. But you are engaged with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in that way, you will not get angry, you will not get it. Especially when it comes to like a person comes from work, and that's the time the wife is busy with her kitab that time.
Instead of going to the kitchen, she's waiting for kitabs. Husband comes there, I'm hungry, yeah? She really wants a kitab there. She's got a lunch and ask anyone, yeah? And then he says, some even go to that extent. Today one lady came to me. My husband telling me, what is in Sobal Namaz? What is Sobal Quran? So I told him, you mustn't allow him to say those things. When he comes, close everything temporary. Do not allow him to say this. I said, you allow him to say those things. So close all those things and attend to him. Even if you read your nafil namaz to him, the husband comes home, which is very, very, said, you must know he's coming from work. He's very tired. When he comes to the house, close all your books and attend to him. If it not be the nafil namaz, there will be no sin to him. But keep his heart. If you keep his heart, he'll be happy. Allah Ta'ala will be happy. Allah's rahmat can house. The only way to get rid of it, that they will get angry, but you must not get angry. Don't ever think to yourself, why she told me that I must tell her that. Anyone for it matter, the secret of keeping oneself away from anger is, a person can speak to anyhow, but in return, I will not speak to them. Whether it's a wife, whether it's a servant, whether anyone, I will not speak to them. That must be your rule. Inshallah, you won't get angry. And if you get angry, the best way to turn away from Nabi Khalifa, give us that scene. If a person is angry, he's sitting down, stand up. Or walk away from them. You know, the husband, one day, the husband and wife, they're fighting so much. I don't like to say the story, because if you give the story, then when you tell that woman to do that, they say, no, I heard the story, so I won't do it now. Husband and wife fighting one way, Allah. Oh. Now, she came to the Buzur, he said, I'm fighting my husband every day, not a day of peace. So, okay, I'll give you one thing. And she said, some water, he made some dum. He said, only one thing. You see, when this water, when you're drinking, when a husband fights, will leave the water in the mouth. Not going down to it. Leave it in the mouth then. That's all. And walk it. So she said, I'm doing nothing there. Husband saw nothing happening at all. What's happening here? After a few days, when I told her the room, they just carry on like that. Just carry on like that. Inshallah, there will be sukoon and happiness. Someone has to keep quiet. If the wife can't keep quiet, the husband must keep quiet. Inshallah, in that way, there will be barakah. And there will be no anger. See, the end is that anger. Anger is the worst thing. And my husband always knows, Allahu Akbar. Two things my husband should say. Gussa paas rahe. I don't know how, the way she says that, he does not like it. And there's jada na sona. Do not sleep too much. Do not sleep. Everything must be in moderation. But in anger must keep away. Inshallah, Ta'ala, you don't get angry with anyone. People must say, this person do not get angry at all. Like one deaf person, Hazri told, one person told Hazri, this was a deaf person. So, वो किसी की हिम्मत नहीं सुनते So likewise, someone told us that this person gussa nahi hai. Now, ठीक है. That's the right thing. He never said to me, my husband, you need to have the namaz. He never said this, but it's not a Quran. That you can see. Other would gussa nahi karte. Don't get angry. Do not get angry with him. I know one person, you know, was working for a bank, and after 65 years, he was going out. They said that we had one quality saw in you, no one I see you saw, and that you never get angry. You know what a big thing is? Do not get angry. Angry is something that brings about a lot of animosity and you know, dushmani. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, remember this story. That you know what, that person that food that came onto him, the hot, hot food dropped on him. You only looked at him, but you forget that. If someone tells the horrible things of any kind, do not look the second time. But just make, I forgive you. May dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, namaltani, tawfiq nasi, wa akhuna, alhamdulillah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhaban nar. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا توفنا مسلمين وحفظنا من شر الاسلام خير السلطان والمسلمين فاطر السماوات انت ولي الحمد توفنا مسلمين وصلى الله تعالى على محمد.